Today's daf is Menachos daf Pei Beis. We left off on daf Pei Aleph from the Beis, in the fourth wide line of Pei Aleph from Beis, right at the beginning of the line, the second word on the line. Today's shir is once again sponsored the Zchus for Shlema, for Sarah Rivka Bas Hinda Bela, not Hinda Leah, I'm getting it wrong, Hinda Bela. Sarah Rivka Bas Hinda Bela, Shishtav for Shlema, B'soch Shar Cholei Yisrael. Mustam the Ribbono Shel Nuar Kavana the whole time. Okay, so we left off in the middle of the discussion. The Mishnah was talking about buying, using, being Yotze Yerchiv of a Karban Toda, using Maiser Sheni. If you designate that the Maiser Sheni money should pay for the Lachmei Toda, for the Zivchei Toda, so the Gemara is going to have a Machlokas whether Karban Toda can be brought, the Lachmei Toda can be brought from wheat that was purchased with Ma'os Maiser Sheni. And we're going to point out that each side of the Machlokas really is based on the idea that a Karban Toda, that the Halachas of a Karban Toda are learned from Maiser, but they disagree exactly how to apply, or learn from Shlamim rather, but they disagree exactly how to apply that limud from Shlamim. And then we're going to have a chiddush that of Rabbi Ami, that Kedusha Shlamim cannot be chal on Ma'os Maiser Sheni. Let's say you take money of Maiser Sheni and you say this money is hereby designated dafka for Shlamim. Now you're allowed to buy a carbon Shlamim with Maiser Sheni money. Anything that you could eat, you could buy with Maiser Sheni money. But then Shlamim is a wonderful way to do it. But to already designate while it's still money, that money should have Kedusha Shlamim, that you can't do. So the Gemara is going to have a discussion back and forth about that, and that's going to take us to the Mishnah on Amud Aleph, and then the Mishnah is going to discuss how we know that a Karban Toda can only be brought from Chulin and not from Maaser, and it's going to say we learn it from Pesach, and we're going to have a whole discussion of how we know that about Karban Pesach itself. How do I know that a Karban Pesach is ba mina Chulin v'lo mina Maaser? Can we learn Pesach Doros from Pesach Mitzrayim? Do we say we cannot learn because Rabbi Kiva is going to have two reasons why we cannot learn Pesach Doros from Pesach Mitzrayim? And then as the discussion continues, the back and forth on that discussion continues, and on the base, the Gemara is going to point out that there are several Karbanos that are mentioned in the same Pasuk, each to teach about the others, that each one is Megala, a halacha from it to all of the other Karbanos in that same Pasuk. And that Limud, which ultimately relates back to our discussion, is going to go all the way through Amud Aleph of Daf Pei Gimel. So that's going to go through the first half of tomorrow's Daf. So let's begin. We left off four lines from where the wide lines begin on Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis, second word on the line, Toda. So, or if you have that word Toda, it's in parentheses. He v'lachmem in a Maiser Yavi. That you could bring both of them from Maiser. Meaning if a person says that he's going to bring the Karban Toda, the Lechem, and the Zevach from Maiser, so good. So then that's what he has to do. He has to bring the Lechem and the Zevach from Maiser money. Says more, Yavi lo sagi de lo Maisi. Yavi makes it sound like he has to. He has a chiv that he has to bring it from Maiser money. Certainly it's better to bring it minachulin. It's and Tavol of Bracha if he brings it minachulin. So is this saying that this is what he's obligated to do? Says Marnor, Rav Nachman of Chisamri, Ratza mevi lo Ratza lo Yavi. What we're saying is he's permitted to do it. If he wants, he could bring from Maiser like he said. And if he doesn't, he could bring from Chulin money. And Tavol of Bracha would be wonderful if he brought it from Chulin money instead of from Maiser money. Now, the Mishnah said when it comes to bringing from Maiser Sheni, he said, Lo Yavi mechite Maiser Sheni, elami ma'os Maiser Sheni. Even in those circumstances where you're allowed to use Maiser Sheni money to buy parts of the Karban Toda, not the wheat of Maiser Sheni, meaning not the actual produce that's Maiser Sheni, but rather if that produce has been transferred over to money, you're allowed to use that money that has Kedushas Maiser Sheni in order to purchase the Karban. So what does that mean exactly? In order to purchase what element of the Karban can you use Ma'us Maiser Sheni? So Nachum Rav Chisid Ami Tarvai Lo Shanu Ela Michite Maiser Sheni Av Michite Na Lekuchos Mi Ma'us Maiser Sheni Yavi. You can take Ma'us Maiser Sheni, buy wheat, and then use that wheat to make your Karban Toda, your Lachme Toda. Yosef Rabbi Yirmi Kamed Rabbi Zeir. Rabbi Yirmi was sitting in front of Rabbi Zeir of Yosef Kamar and was saying over this idea that Lo Shanu Ela Michite Maiser Sheni Av Michite Na Lekuchos Ma'us Maiser Sheni Yavi, that you're only not allowed to use Chite chitim that itself is Meiser Sheni, but if you want it, if you purchased chitim with Ma'os Meiser Sheni, you're allowed to use that for your lach metoda. So Amalei, Rabbi Zeri says to Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi, Ato Amar Kain, you say this, that you're allowed to buy lach metoda from chitim that are bought with Ma'os Meiser Sheni, but Ani Omer, Afilu Mechitin Al-Kuch Ma'os Meiser Sheni Lo Yavi, that you're not even allowed to bring lach metoda from wheat that was purchased with Ma'os Meiser Sheni. Well, wait a second, then what's the Mishnah talking about? Mishnah says you're allowed to use Ma'os Meiser Sheni. If you're not even allowed to use Ma'os Meiser Sheni to buy the wheat that you're going to make the lach metoda, so what are you allowed to do? So Rashi in Ksav Yad over here says, oh, it must mean that you're allowed to use Meiser Sheni money to buy actual lach metoda, but not to have bought the wheat from which you're going to make the lach metoda. That the Ma'os Meiser Sheni already has to be to buy the lach metoda when they're already lach metoda, not when it's in the state of being wheat. So ve'ema time did this. So he says, and I'll tell you not only my reason, ve'ema time dach, I'll tell you your reason as well. Meaning this machlokas, whether you're allowed to use wheat that was purchased with Ma'os Meiser Sheni for the carbon toda, I'll tell you both sides of the machlokas. Ema time didach. First, I'll tell you your reason. Toda mehecha kiyalfisla. Where do we learn that you're allowed to bring carbon toda from Meiser Sheni money? Mishlamim, you learn from carbon shlamim, because carbon shlamim certainly you bring with Meiser Sheni money. Ushlamim, and how do I know that you're allowed to bring shlamim with Meiser Sheni money? We learn sham sham mi Meiser. It's actually a gzeirah shava of sham sham from Meiser. That by shlamim it says v'zavach l'shlam v'yachalta sham. By Meiser Sheni it says v'yachalta sham lifnei Hashem. So gzeirah shava sham sham. That just like by Meiser Sheni it's achilas Meiser Sheni. So to be carbon shlamim, you're allowed to be yotze your achilas Meiser Sheni through a carbon shlamim. So that's a wonderful thing to do. Now a toda is a form of a carbon, or is derived from carbon shlamim. So we learn from shlamim that just like shlamim, you're allowed to bring from Meiser Sheni money. Carbon toda, you're allowed to bring from Meiser Sheni money. Umina. So if that's really the limud, you would argue mashlamim ein gufa meiser after denami ein gufa meiser. Just like the shlamim itself is obviously not Meiser Sheni itself, it's not the original Meiser Sheni because the shlamim is an animal and Meiser Sheni is always the original Meiser Sheni is always produce. So too, the toda that you're going to bring from Meiser Sheni can't be the Meiser Sheni itself, even though there is a part of the toda that could be the produce, right? The chita, the lachme toda is made from chitim, but since we were deriving from shlamim, and by shlamim it's by definition not the actual Meiser Sheni. The Toda also, by definition, should not be, or not by definition, but the Toda also, the halacha is, should not be the actual Meiser Sheni. V'hani chiti alakuch, most Meiser Sheni nami, ein gufa Meiser. So you only need to be one step removed. You can't have wheat that is actually Meiser Sheni, but you would argue that you can have wheat that is purchased with Ma'os Meiser Sheni and use that for your lach metoda. That is your reason. So Rabbi Zeira says, but ematai medidi, let me tell you my reason, and why you can't even do that. Toda mehecha kiel finila. Where do you know that you're allowed to bring a toda from Meiser Sheni money? Mishlamim. The same that we just said. Ushlamim sham shami Meiser. And how do I know that Shubai Karm Shlam? We learn the same. Zereshav sham shami Meiser. The application that I would have is slightly different. It says, Mashlamim ein min Meiser. Just like Shlamim, which is Basar, Meiser Sheni is Peros. Shlamim doesn't come from produce that could be Meiser. Avtoda ein min Meiser. So too, carbon toda doesn't come from that which is a min meiser. Lafuke chitim al kuchas mos meiser sheni de min meiser ninu. As opposed to chitim, which is purchased with mos meiser sheni, it is granted it's not the original meiser sheni, but it is a min of meiser sheni. Lechem is not even a min of meiser sheni because you never have meiser sheni that starts out as lechem. Lechem is already a later stage in the production. But chitim, since it is a min of meiser sheni, that's out. You're not allowed to use chitim that has meiser that you purchase with Ma'os Meiser Sheni for your carbon toda. Period. So that is the explanation of that machlokas. So again, basic machlokas. Everyone agrees that you're not allowed to use Ma'os Meiser Sheni. That you're not allowed to use rather chitim of Meiser Sheni for your lach metoda. The whole machlokas was, what if you have money of Meiser Sheni, can you use that to buy chitim that you will then use for your lach metoda? And both sides of the argument derive the limud from carbon shlamim. Question is, how exactly we apply that limud from carbon shlamim. Okay, now the Gemara suggests a new idea. Amar Rabbi Ami, hamadfis most meiser sheni l'shlamim. Let's say a person takes his meiser sheni money, and remember again, meiser sheni money is for you. You're allowed to take it, eat, and the mitzvah is to use it to purchase food in Yerushalayim, and you eat all that food. It's just that you're restricted to only use it to buy food and only in Yerushalayim. So a wonderful idea. A person is going to use his meiser sheni money, and he's going to buy korban shlamim, and he's going to eat them. So he'll get a mitzvah with that as well. So let's say a person does the following. He takes money of meiser sheni, and already instead of just using it to buy a korban shlamim and then enjoying it as a korban shlamim, already while it's still money, he's matfis kedusha shlamim on the money. He says this money should have kedusha of a korban shlamim. It's designated in advance to only buy a korban shlamim. So lo kanu shlamim, the kedusha of korban shlamim is not chal on that money, and he's still allowed to use that meiser sheni money to buy whatever kind of food he wants. He could buy things that are not korbanos. My taima to lo alima kedusha shlamim lemechal kedusha meiser sheni. Kedusha shlamim is not strong enough to be chal on an existing kedusha of meiser sheni. The fact that you're allowed to bring a shlamim and a toda from Meiser Sheni is when you happen to buy an animal with money of Meiser Sheni that will then have Kedushas HaMizbeach, that you're then going to bring on the Mizbeach, but not while it's still money. You cannot be matvisit while it's still money. So says Mar Meisvei, so they asked on Rabbi Ami, it says in the Mishnah Maseches Meiser Sheni, in the first paragraph of Maseches Meiser Sheni, Halokeh Chaya Lizivchei Shlamim. Let's say a person takes Meiser Sheni money and buys a Chaya for the sake of a korban shlamim. Now that's ridiculous, because a chaya cannot be brought as a korban. But that's what he does. He takes meiser sheni money, buys a chaya for the sake of a korban shlamim. Or, ubehema lebasar taiva. Takes meiser sheni money and buys a behema, but not for a korban. Stam, for basar taiva, to eat it. Lo yatsa ha'ar l'chulin. The hide of that animal also has Kedushas Meiser Sheni. So the Gemara is understanding that there are two separate halachas over here in this Mishnah, and certainly in the Havamina of the Gemara, the way the Gemara is understanding the Mishnah is as follows, that when you buy a chaya for basar taiva, let's say you take Meiser Sheni money and you buy a deer, and you want to eat it, you're interested in venison, you want to eat the meat, but not for a korban, so certainly you're allowed to do that, and you eat the meat in Yerushalayim like Meiser Sheni. The or is Yotzei L'chulin. The R is not going to have Kedushas Meiser Sheni. You don't have to sell the R and use that money to buy more food for Meiser Sheni, because the Gemara has a drasha in Erev and Daf Chav Zayin from the Pasuk of Nasata HaKesev B'chol Asher Tava Nefshcha B'Bakar B'Tzon B'Yayinu B'Sheichar, that the last few words of the Pasuk are really unnecessary because it's already included in B'chol Asher Tava Nefshcha. So the Gemara says B'Bakar, we learn that you buy Bakar Al Gav Oro, which means you can buy the bakar and not use the R for Meiser Sheni. The R is like a side product that comes along with the meat that you buy. So normally, if you're going to buy basar taiva, a chaya with Meiser Sheni money, so you'll use it for basar taiva, you'll eat it, and the R is not going to be Meiser Sheni at all. But over here, where Yudavka said you're buying the chaya l'shem shlamim, well, it can't mean for a carbon shlamim, because that's ridiculous. You can't bring a chaya as a carbon shlamim. So what do you mean? What you're trying to say is that you want the entire animal to have kedusha, to the extent that it should all of it should be used toward kedusha. So the skin should be sold and be used to purchase a korban shlamim. So that's why the basar is kadosh with kedusha's meiser sheni and is eaten in Yerushalayim. And the or is not yotzei l'chulin. The or is going to have kedusha's korban shlamim. So you're going to have to sell that and buy korban shlamim with its or. That's the first halacha in the Mishnah. The second halacha in the Mishnah, normally if you buy a behema for a korban shlamim, so no problem. You makrav the emurim, you eat the basar. The or is yotzei l'chulin, and that's fine. But that's only if you buy it derech mekach, that stam behemos meiser sheni are eaten in your shlaim is brought as a korban shlamim, and that's normal. But over here you did something unusual. You bought a behema lebasar taiva to eat it without akrav. I mean, you're using meiser sheni money to buy a behema anyway. You're in your shlaim anyway, and you're doing this unusual thing. Instead of just buying a korban shlamim where you get to eat all the meat, it's fine, and you'll be able to bring korban, that's the best thing to do. You decided you're going to buy for basar taiva. taiva. So you must have had kavana to do something unusual over here. It must be that you wanted even the or to have kedushas meiser sheni, and therefore the or does have kedushas meiser sheni, and even when you eat the meat, the or is not yotzei l'chulin. So now the Gemara says that the or of the chaya we said is not yotzei l'chulin. Lav l'meimra, doesn't that mean to say dekani shlamim, that you purchased the or, that the or has kedusha shlamim because you purchased it for that sake? So isn't that a kasha in Rabbi Ami who says kedusha shlamim is not nitfas al dmei meiser sheni? Because over here that's what you did. You took the dmei meiser sheni, and the chaya is also just the dmei meiser sheni because it's not right. And you designate it as a shlamim. So you see that kedusha shlamim could be chal on something that is dmei meiser sheni. Says Gemara, Itmar Allah, no, we already explained that Mishnah differently. That Amrav lo kani shlamim. Kedusha shlamim is not chal on the or of the chaya. We misunderstood that first halach of the Mishnah. It's not that the hide of the animal has kedusha shlamim. My lo yatzar l'chulin, ha'achik amar, eno b'toras lotzeis l'chulin. There is no hakdasha at all of kedusha shlamim that the or would ever have to go out l'chulin. If there would have been kedusha shlamim on the chaya, then the R would be Yotzei L'chulin. But what we're saying is that there's no Kedusha Shlamim on any part of the animal that you even need to begin to contend with the R of the Chaya. My time, why is it that the R is not Yotzei L'chulin? Amirab Nasa Kalokeach Shar L'charisha. It's like you buy a shar to plow with using Maaser Sheni money, which means you're just going against what the Torah says. The Torah says you have to buy food with the Maaser Sheni money. So the R is not going to be Yotzei L'chulin. What do you have to do? You sell the shor with the or, and with that money, you have to buy food and eat a new shalayim, like the Torah says. So if you buy a work animal with the Maaser Sheni money, you need to sell that work animal and use that money to buy food like you're supposed to do. So over here also, you bought a chaya for a carbon shlamim. That's not normal because a chaya can't be brought as a carbon shlamim. A stam behema that's bought with a meiser in Yerushalayim is for a carbon shlamim. Stam chaya is for basa taiva. So the R is not yotzei l'chulin. The entire animal has kedusha meiser sheni. Sell it and buy food. That's what you're supposed to do with it. Itmar, hamatvis ma'os meiser sheni l'shlamim. If a person designates meiser sheni money for a carbon shlamim, Rabbi Yochanan amar kani. Rabbi Yochanan says that the kedusha shlamim could actually be chal on the meiser sheni money. Rabbi Lazar amar lo kani. Rabbi Lazar says no, it doesn't. But aliba de Rabbi Yehuda to amar meiser mamon hadil to the kuli amal pligi de kani. You know, if you held that meiser sheni is your own personal money, that we view it as your own personal money, it's just that you have certain halachic restrictions. Just like I have, I can own a loaf of bread and it's mine and it's mamon hadiot and I can be mekadesh nisha with it and everything, but on Pesach I'm not allowed to eat it because there are halach, and on Yom Kippur I'm not allowed to eat it. There are halachic restrictions on it. So meiser sheni is the same. It's mine. It's totally mine. But I'm just not allowed to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. It's a halachic restriction. So then everyone would agree that Kedusha's meiser sheni could be that Kedusha Shlam could be chal on the meiser sheni money. Keep ligi. The whole machlokas is alibi de Rameir. Damer meiser mam gavohu. The whole machlokas is according to Rameir holds that meiser sheni is mam gavoa. So mandi amar lo kani Rameir. The one that says that it's not kona the kedusha of a shlamim. Yes, yeah, sounds like Rameir because it's already mam. It's already something that's kadosh. If mamun gavah means it belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's just that Elamai, he'll allow me to eat it as long as I'm in Yerushalayim. Uman di Amar, kivin de meiser karav shlamim. Kimitvus leinami tafis, and Mandi Amar Kani, the one that says Kani, meaning Rabbi Yochanan, who says that it is Kona the kedusha shlamim, would say that since it's brought as a shlamim anyway, so when you're tofes the money as a carbon shlamim, that's fine too. Meaning since anyway that's what you're supposed to do with the money, you buy a carbon shlamim. So even when it's still in the when it's still cash, you're allowed to use it for a carbon shlamim. So meisvei, so they ask on Rabbi Lazar, who says that kedusha shlamim is not. Chala meiser sheni says in Brisa, Hamatfis mos meiser sheni l'shlamim. If your matfis money to have kedushas shlamim, meiser sheni money to have kedushas shlamim, kshu podan when you when you are poda it to become chulin, most of alein shnei chomashim. You have to add 2/5. Normally you add 1/5 when you're poda something from kedusha to chulin. Over here you have to have 2/5. Why? Echad the hagdish vechal the meiser, because it has kedusha shlamim, so you're being poda that kedusha, and it also has kedusha meisheni, so you're being poda that kedusha. So but bottom line is that you see that it has both kedushos, that kedusha shlamim could be chal on money of meiser sheni. Says where misav v'tivrei akoli hamani Rabbi Yehudahi. Yeah, we already said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no argument. I mean, according to Rabbi Yehuda, for sure it could be chal. The kedusha could definitely be chal. So that brisa follows the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. But our whole machlokas is within shitas Rabbi Meir whether kedusha shlamim could be chal on most meiser sheni. So that is the second part of the daf. So again, the second part was that Rabbi Ami holds if you have money of meiser sheni, kedusha shlamim cannot be chal on that money. You can use it to buy a carbon shlamim, but while it's still money, kedusha shlamim cannot be chal on that money. And the Gemara just pointed out that's a machlokas, and the whole machlokas is only within shitas Rabbi Meir that meiser sheni is mamon gavoa. But if you hold meiser sheni is mamon ediot, of course kedusha shlamim could be chal on that money. It's regular money. It's mamon ediot. Okay, now we move on to the next mishnah. So says the mishnah, minayin la omer harei alai toda shelo yavi el minachulin. How do I know that if a person commits to bring carbon toda, that he should only bring from chulin money? You shouldn't use meiser sheni money. Tamal omer v'zavachta pesach l'Hashem elokecha tzonu bakar, because by carbon pesach it says you shech tzonu bakar, and the pasuk itself is difficult. Halo pesach ein ba elamin hakvasu mineizim. Bakar, cattle for carbon pesach? No, tzon. You're only allowed to bring a pesach from a goat or a sheep. That's beferish in the pasuk. Min akvas min eizim tikachu, the pasuk says. So what do you mean tzonu bakar? Same kain matam lomer tzonu bakar lakish kalabah min atzon min abakar lepesach. It must be telling me that there's a hekish between any other carbon that could be brought from tzon or bakar to carbon pesach. Ma pesach davar shabachova, just like a person of einu ba'al min achulin, just like a carbon pesach is something that you're obligated to bring. There's a tzivah in the Torah. It's not in the dava. It's something that you're obligated to bring, and you can only bring it from chulin money, not from meiser sheni money. Av kol davar shabachova einu ba'al min achulin. So to any time you have a davar shabachova, you have to dafka use chulin money, not meiser sheni money. Lefichach homer harei alai toda harei alai shlamim hol ban chova lo yavil el min achulin. Once you've already committed to bring a todah or to bring a shlamim, you are mechayiv yourself in that neder. So now the money that you use to fulfill that neder has to only be chulin money. The Mishnah is only making one assumption. The assumption that the Mishnah is making is that Pesach is eino ba ela min achulin. So the Gemara is going to discuss where the Mishnah got that assumption, because that's the starting point over here. Oh, if Karb Pesach can only be brought from chulin money, then also everything that's sonu bakar, that's a chova, can also only be brought from chulin money. But how do we get to that starting point that Pesach can only be brought from chulin money? We'll see that in the Gemara. Then the Mishnah just finishes off unesachim, the nesachim that are brought together with the todah or with the shlamim, bekol makom lo yaviu ela min achulin. Whether you say that you're going to bring it from meiser, or whether you say you're going to bring it from chulin, halacha is you can only bring those nesachim from chulin. The Torah does not allow you to use meiser money on the nesachim. Why not? Because meiser sheni money has to be used to buy something that you can eat. So you're going to buy a carbon shlamim, wonderful, you could eat the meat of the carbon shlamim, you don't eat the nesachim. The nesachim will all go on the mizbeach, so that's out. There's no way you're allowed to use meiser sheni money to purchase the nesachim. So says the Gemara, the point that the Mishnah assumed, upesach gufei minalan. How do I know that a carbon pesach itself cannot be brought minachulin? D'tanya, because the Brisa tells us as follows: Reb Lazar Amar Nemra Pesach b'Mitzrayim Nemra Pesach l'doros. There was a carbon pesach in Mitzrayim already, and there's a carbon pesach that we bring each and every year when we have Beis Hamikdash. Ma pesach Amar Mitzrayim lo ba'al minachulin. Just like the pesach Mitzrayim had to have been brought minachulin, not from Meiser Sheni. How do we know the pesach Mitzrayim was not brought from Meiser Sheni? Meiser Sheni didn't exist yet. They weren't in Eretz Yisrael, so there was no Meiser Sheni. So just like Pesach Mitzrayim was not brought from Meiser Sheni by definition, so af Pesach Homer L'doros Laba El Menachulin, so too Pesach L'doros cannot be brought from Meiser Sheni. Money has to be brought dafka from Chulin money. So Amar Rabbi Akiva, Chidon Efshar Mishei Efshar. How can you learn from Pesach Mitzrayim? Pesach Mitzrayim, of course, was not brought from Meiser Sheni because they couldn't. You can't nowadays. You can now. You know, when you have a Beis Hamikdash and you're in Eretz Yisrael, you have the availability, you have the possibility of bringing Pesach from Ma'aser Sheni Manisa. How can you learn one from the other? So Amar lo, Rabbi Elazar says, Afal pi she'i efshar. I understand that Pesach Mitzrayim was not possible to use Ma'aser Sheni Mani, but Raya Gedoli hi v'nilma bimena. I don't have a problem of being done efshar mi she'i efshar. I mean, the Pashtus is, they're arguing in methodology. Is there such a rule of ain't done in efshar mi she'i efshar? The Rabbi Kiva says there is such a rule, and therefore you have no limud whatsoever from Pesach Mitzrayim. And Rabbi Elazar says, there's no such rule, and I don't care whether efshar lo efshar, it doesn't matter. If in Pesach Mitzrayim it was Ein Abala Menachulin, Pesach Torus is also Ein Abala Ella Menachulin. So Chaz Rabbi Akiva, then Rabbi Akiva came back with a different argument of why it is that it should be able to be brought from Ma'aser Sheni Mani. V'dano din acher, Malu Pesach Mitzrayim shekein Ein To'un Matan Damim Ve'emur Legabim Mizbeach, meaning another reason why not to learn Pesach Torus from Pesach Mitzrayim, that by Pesach Mitzrayim, they never threw the dam or were makta de emurim on the mizbeach, so it's not at all like a shlamim, which we learned can be brought from Ma'aser Sheni Mani, and that's why the Pesach Mitzrayim could not be brought from Ma'aser Sheni Mani, because a shlamim which is brought from Ma'aser Sheni Mani the has haktaras emurim on the mizbeach and zrikas dam on the mizbeach. So tomer Pesach Doros shetol matan dam emurim legavim mizbeach. So in this regard, Pesach Doros is more similar to a shlamim and less similar to Pesach Mitzrayim, because Pesach Toros does require matan dam and emurim on the gabi mizbech, on the mizbech. So Amar lo, Rabbi Elazar says, Rabbi Akiva, Harei Omar, it says beferish in the pasuk when the Jewish people left Mitzrayim that they made a Karban Pesach, and it says vavates avoda azos b'chodesh hazeh, that you will do this very same avoda in this very same month every year going forward. So the exactly what you did Pesach Mitzrayim you're supposed to do in Chodesh Nisan every single year. So it's explicit that whatever is true of Pesach Mitzrayim is true of Pesach Ledoros, and therefore says Rav Lezer, Pesach Mitzrayim is ba minachulin, Pesach Doros is also only ba minachulin. Rabbi Akiva, so says, what happened with Rabbi Akiva over here? Rabbi Akiva's first attack of why you can't learn Pesach Doros from Pesach Mitzrayim, ain't done nefshar mishe'i efshar. And then all of a sudden he comes back with a different argument. Has he abandoned the ain't done nefshar mishe'i efshar argument? So says, Rabbi Akiva, isavla the ain't done nefshar mishe'i efshar, like we will say, if you believe it, right? If you hold that there's such a rule of ain't done nefshar mishe'i efshar, stick with it. What are you coming up with some new reason why you don't learn Pesach Doros from Pesach Mitzrayim? And he hadarbe, and if he changed his mind and he holds that you can be done efshar mishi efshar, v'hai delo gomer mi Pesach Mitzrayim mishum hai pirchahu, and his real reason is now the second thing he said, that the reason you can't learn Pesach Doros from Pesach Mitzrayim is because Pesach Mitzrayim didn't have dam and emurim al gabi amizbeach, but Pesach Doros does. Well, Pesach Midbar yochiach, meaning he should be slugged up from the from just looking at what happened to the Karban Pesach that the Jewish people brought in the Midbar, that the Dam and the Emurim were brought on the Mizbeach, because it was after they already had a Mishkan, so they had a Mizbeach, but it also wasn't brought for Ma'aser Sheni Mani. So how do I know? Because again, in the Midbar they didn't have Ma'aser Sheni yet either. So don't tell me that, oh, if Shlamim could be brought for Ma'aser Sheni Mani, the Pesach Doros is like Shlamim, because it has Haktara Seymurim Al-Gamim Zvetz, because Dab Al-Gamim Zvetz is like Shlamim, so the Pesach Doros can also be brought for Ma'aser Sheni Mani. No! We should learn Pesach Doros from Pesach, you don't want to learn from Pesach Mitzrayim, learn it from Pesach Midbar! Pesach Midbar, you had Akhtar Seymurim on the Mizbech, you had Zvikas Dam on the Mizbech, but it only came from Chulin, it didn't come from Ma'aser Sheni Mani. So the Gemara answers that Rabbi Kiva holds really like he said originally. Ein dar nefshar mishi'i efshar. Aye, why does he come back with a second kasha? L'dvar d'Rav Elazar kamar. He was saying, l'shi tascha. He was saying, l'didi ein dar nefshar mishi'i efshar. I happen to hold Ein Dar Nefshar Mishi'i Efshar, and therefore you cannot learn Pesach Doros from Pesach Mitzrayim, that it's only Ba Menachulin, because by Pesach Mitzrayim there was no other option. But L'didav Dar Ein Dar Nefshar Mishi'i Efshar. But even you, Reb Lazar, thinks that you can learn from a situation where there was no other option, Mal Pesach Mitzrayim Shkenein Matan Matan Dav Meimur L'Gai Mizbech. Maybe the only reason Pesach Mitzrayim could not be bought with Ma'aser Sheni Mani was because Pesach Mitzrayim didn't even have Matan Dam and Emurim on the Mizbeach. Tomer by Pesach Doros, Shetan Matan Dami Emurim Lagabe Mizbeach. But maybe by Pesach Doros, where it does require Matan Dami Emurim on the Mizbeach, maybe you're allowed to buy it with Maitre Sheni money. Va'amar Lei Rabbi Lazar, so Rabbi Lazar said back to him, Va'vadita. No, the Pesach Doros is compared to Pesach Mitzrayim because Pesach says Va'vadita, and therefore whatever rules applied by Pesach Mitzrayim are going to carry forward for Pesach Doros. V'Rabbi Eliezer, now the Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Lazar, once he asks son Rabbi Akiva that you shouldn't learn Pesach Mitzrayim, that which didn't have once Rabbi Akiva asked on him rather that you shouldn't learn from Pesach Mitzrayim because there's no Dam Ve'Murim on his back, why does he need to answer with this hekish from Va'avadita Le'Malei Pesach Midbar Yochiach? Why doesn't Rabbi Eliezer come back with the idea that Pesach Midbar shows that it doesn't matter that there's Haktaras Emurim and Zrikas Dam on the Mizbeach, that even when there is Haktaras Emurim and Zrikas Dam on the Mizbeach, you still can't use Maaser Sheni money to buy it, because look, Pesach Midbar had Zrikas Dam and Haktaras Emurim on the Mizbeach, and it was not used with Maaser Sheni, was not purchased with Maaser Sheni money. So yeah, he could have said that, but Lidvarv Rabbi Akiva Kamerlei. He was trying to respond to Rabbi Akiva on his own level. He was saying, Lididi, Dodin Efshar Mishi Efshar. I hold that you can learn Pesach Doros from Pesach Mitzrayim, even though that you're only allowed to buy it from Chulin, you're not allowed to buy it from Maaser Sheni money, even though Maaser Sheni money was an impossibility in Mitzrayim, because I hold you can learn even from cases where there was no possibility. Umishem Hai Pircha, and I, what about your second kasha that I shouldn't learn from Pesach Mitzrayim because they didn't have Dam Ve'Murim Kraven Al Gavei Mizbeach? No, Pesach Midbar Yochiach. The Pesach Midbar had Dam Ve'Murim L'Gavei Mizbeach and still was not purchased with Maaser Sheni money. But Lidi Dach Dam Redeim Dam Nefshar Mishiyah Afshar Vavadta. But according to your shita, that you can't learn Pesach Doros from Pesach Mitzrayim because Ein Dam Nefshar Mishiyah Afshar. So I still have the Avadita to tell me that Hekish that just like Pesach Mitzrayim was bought with Chulin money. Every year's come Pesach is supposed to be bought with Chulin money. So, but wait a second, why is that convincing? Well, couldn't Rabbi Akiva say, yeah, but that hekish doesn't work because Pesach Mitzrayim, there was no other possibility. Meaning Pesach Mitzrayim, they only had chulin money, they didn't have Maaser Sheni money. What difference does it make whether you learn it from a hekish or you learn it from a memetzinu? Right? Why? What does it matter that you have a hekish that links Pesach Mitzrayim to every future Pesach? You simply can't learn the rule that you're not allowed to use Maaser Sheni money to buy it because there was no opportunity to buy it with Maaser Sheni money in Mitzrayim. Some Rav Sheish is also merit same shivin ala hekish, that even that a hekish is stronger than a regular binyanav, than a regular memetzinim. Ein meshivin ala hekish. When there's a hekish, there's no kashas that you could ask on him. Meaning, even if it's not logically comparable, with a halachos still compare. So that's what Rabbi Lezer is saying. Pesach Doros and Pesach Mitzrayim are linked with a hekish. So even though you could come and tell me that Pesach Mitzrayim, the only reason they didn't use Maaser Sheni money was logically I could explain it. There was no possibility of Maaser Sheni money. It doesn't matter. The logic is irrelevant. There was no Maaser Sheni money there. They didn't use Maaser Sheni money for Pesach Mitzrayim. Memele, you can't use Maaser Sheni money for Pesach Doros. Ube tarbitza amur, and in the tarbitz they said. So what's the tarbitz? So the Tosis points out that it's the Beis Medrash, and they call it the tarbitz because they're marbitz Torah in the Beis Medrash. Or it's the other possibility that the Rishonim raise is that this is a word that's not from the Amoraim, that a lot of times in the Gemara you have from the Gaonim, from the Rabbanan Savarai, they added some parts in the Gemara. So some of the Gemara is from generations after the Amoraim. So Bitarbitza means that the Gemara is that normally it doesn't give any indication. I remember we were learning a Gemara in Rosh Chodeshir once, and he said, oh, this is obvious that this is not from the Amoraim, it's from the Rabbanan Savarai. I have no idea why it was obvious. I didn't. He said, yeah, you could tell from the whole syntax and style that it's obvious. I couldn't tell at all, but over here the Gemara is giving us an indication. It's telling us bitarbitza. So it's telling us. So that's another possibility. The third possibility, they quote some of the Afronim suggest that tarbitza means there used to be that in the yeshiva that you needed to gain admission into the yeshiva. If you didn't gain admission into the yeshiva, you sat outside in like the chatzer of the Beis HaMedrash and you would learn there. That's why Puktani Levra, right? If someone would say something that they didn't like, they would say, okay, maybe we admitted you to the yeshiva before you were ready. So Puktani Levra, go teach it outside. It's not, they're not being sarcastic, they're being literal. Go outside into the chatzer where like the minor leagues are and go teach that, you know, go discuss whatever you're saying, go discuss it there. And when you're ready, you know, maybe you'll come back. So anyway, so Bitarbitza Amr, they said in the Beis Medrash that they asked, you know, again, according to Tosas, the regular Beis Medrash, that they asked on the Mishnah that learns Ein Davar Shebechova Ba Elamin Achulin by all Karbanos from Pesach Doros, right? We said just like of Karban Pesach is Ein Oba Min HaMaiser, so too the every other Karban. So what happened here? How do I know Karban Pesach is Ein Oba Min HaMaiser? Because I learned it from a Hekish from Pesach Mitzrayim. And once I learned from a Hekish from Pesach Mitzrayim that Pesach Doros is Ein Oba Min HaMaiser, I learned every other Karban is Ein Oba Min HaMaiser. But doesn't this violate a basic rule in Kachim, v'chidavar alamid behekesh chozer malamid behekesh? Can you take something that itself is only halacha derived from a hekesh and then use it to be malamid with a hekesh? Isn't that what we're doing over here? So says Gemara, b'chlala itmar pesach kulei chadamil sehi. No, Karban Pesach is one inyan. The whole idea of Karban Pesach is one inyan. It's not considered a double jump that we're learning from Pesach Mitzrayim to Pesach Doros, then from Pesach Doros to other Karbanos. It's all a single inyan of Karban Pesach, and therefore it's considered like a single hekish. But this is a very interesting idea. The whole Gemara, the whole sugya is based on the idea that anytime you have a davar shebechova, it's eino ba min achulin. You're not allowed to bring something that's obligatory from chulin. That itself is a major discussion in poskim in terms of where else we apply that. That you have something that's a davar shebechova, that's eino ba min achulin. The Maril gets the discussion started in a Chuvin Simen Nun Vav Os Zayin, and it's quoted in the Magen Avram in Hilchos Purim, Simen Tafrei Sadi Dalet Sivkat Nalef, where the Maril was asked, can you use Meiser money to pay for Matanos Le'Avyonim? So you should say that that anyway the Avyonim are supposed to get your Meiser money, the poor people are supposed to get your Meiser money, so how can you be Yotze your Chiyuv with your Meiser money? Or do you say, no, the idea of Matanos Le'Avyonim is to bring Simcha to Aniyim. The fact that you're giving it to them today is going to bring them Simcha. They don't know how much Meiser money you have and how much is Magia Lehem. You give them something and they'll be happy. So the Maril says, Hadas Nota, that you're not Yotze Matanos Le'Avyonim with Meiser money, because it's a Takanos Chacham that you have to give Matanos Le'Avyonim. It is therefore a Davar Shebechova, and you're not allowed to be Parei, a Davar Shebechova with Ma'os Meiser. That a Davar Shebechova should not come from Meiser money. And he says, even if you say Tovas Hana'a is Mamon, since it's a Davar Shebechova, it's included in what our Mishnah says, called Davar Shebechova in Abba Elamin Achulin. But he says, look, you don't have to give that much from Matanos Le'Avyonim to be Yotzei your mitzvah. So you give your Matanos Le'Avyonim, could be from non-Meiser money, and you want to be Marbe, you want to give a lot more Matanos Le'Avyonim, so that can all come from Meiser money. Meaning you can choose, it is certainly within the spirit of Purim, to distribute your Meiser money on Purim. You just have to make sure that the initial Matanos Le'Avyonim should not come from Meiser money. So in Beis Yosef, in Orchaim Sim Tavkov Samaches, he quotes from Maril in a tshuva, a different tshuva of Maril. A woman had taken a neder to go to a particular place to daven al kivrei tzaddikim, and she never got around to doing it. And then one day she had to go there anyway. So she wanted to know, is she allowed to fulfill her neder of going to daven al kivrei tzaddikim when she has to go there anyway? Because after all, she had already taken a neder and had already become a davar shebechova that she had to go there. So can she be can she be yotzei or davar shebechova if she has to go there anyway? So he says that would be similar to a person who takes a neder to fast for a number of days, and amongst those days there's some other tainus that, you know, there happens to be a Asar B'Tevis. He takes a neder, I'm going to fast for the next 30 days every day, and then Asar B'Tevis is one of those days. He says for sure you'll say your chiyuv in the tainus with that, because you're not mekabel to spend money, you're only mekabel to be mitzta'er on that day, and you are mitzta'er on that day. And he says you can't compare that to our sugya of kol davar shebechova eino ba elamin achulin, because our sugya there are two two separate chiyuvim, to be menadev a karban toda and to be menadev for other things. So, and that you were mekabel both of them on yourself, as opposed to tainios, where the tainus choval tzibur you were never mekabel on yourself. You know, and that's what Shulchan Aruch paskins. The tainus choval tzibur is there, that you were never mekabel on yourself, and you're mekabel on yourself other tainios, so you can kill two birds with one stone. However, the Magen Avraham writes, let's say you're mekabel two tainios that overlap. So Magen Avraham says, then that l'chor will be a problem. You're mekabel to fast for the next 30 days, and you're mekabel to fast bahab. And Bahab comes up in the next 30 days. So then Lechora, you're going to have a problem. So that's there's also an interesting discussion. The Chubas Rav Pa'olin, he was asked about a person who had the halacha is if a person has a terrible dream, so they fast, it's called a Tainis Chalom. So a person had a terrible dream on Shabbos, you fast a Tainis Chalom on Shabbos, and then you have to fast another day because of the Avera of fasting on Shabbos. What if the person had a tiny, his luck, had a terrible dream on Shabbos that was also Yantif? So he had to fast on Shabbos that was also Yantif. So does he now need two additional fasts, one to make up for Kedusha Shabbos, one to make up for Kedusha's Yantif? So the Rav Palim says, yes, that those are two separate Kedushas. One could argue that that all depends on how you view two separate Kedushas, a hybrid Kedusha, a hyphenated Kedusha. Okay, but Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Rabbi Akiva.